Cambridge and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Well, good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lowe and Tim Cunning with you here to start off the, or I should say kick off the 2019 high school football season as we come to you live from Sydney High School. Tonight it's the Sydney Warriors hosting the Spencer Van Etten-Kander Eagles. And Tim, welcome back for another year of high school football.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nate. It's going to be a real exciting year, I'm sure, because we got a lot of different things going on in the rules and whole new players and different looks that we're going to see on all these teams that we're going to be bringing to you folks via WCDO.
Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Butler is your home for auto sales, service, and rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots right here in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. As Tim said, there's some new rules we want to talk about, and of course, we want to talk about tonight's matchup and how things have changed from last season to this season. So we'll take a break. We'll come back here on the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. We'll break that all down and get you set here for the opening kickoff of the 2019 season. Sydney hosting Spencer Van Etten-Kander tonight here on CDO. We'll be back.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A beautiful early season Friday night. Boy, the sun is starting to set here at the beautiful turf field at Sydney High School, Sydney Alumni Field, and just a great setting to kick off the season. We usually have our season opener here in Sydney, and you know, it reminds me of just a couple of years ago when the turf, they had the unveiling. Sydney hosted Unitigo. It's a night just like that, kind of crisp and just perfect for football.
Yeah, we're going to get a little chilly here in a little bit, I think, because it, once the sun goes down, it's going to get a little cool. But right now, absolutely beautiful weather. I'm thinking that the whole night is going to be great for football and kicking off the 2019-2020 season here.
Yeah, it's the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. And Tim, let's talk about the Sydney Warriors a little bit. Of course, such a great season a year ago, undefeated going into the playoffs, that heartbreaking loss in the sectional semifinals to Green on that rainy, dreary day. I don't think I've ever seen a game played in worse conditions. They returned a lot of players from that team, but they also lost some players from that team. Probably most notably would be quarterback Ryan Harris, who was just absolutely dynamic and sensational in his senior year. I know we're going to see a heavy dose of Nick Gravel tonight at quarterback. I also think that Coach Matthews this year, I wouldn't put it past him to drop some different plays that will get Liam Matthews and some other guys involved at the quarterback position.
Yeah, they're definitely going to try to get the ball in Liam's hand and all the skill position players out on the outside as much as possible. I've heard a little bit about Nick. I know he's got a very strong arm. Not really sure. I haven't really seen him play. But, you know, that he's got a lot of good leadership out there in the Coach Matthews and all the coaches on the staff, Coach Zern and everybody, and I'm sure they've been working with him and getting him ready to go.
What's exciting is this time of year when the Sydney players or new players for any team come up, it's exciting. This is their chance to shine now. They've you know, been at the JV level, the modified level, and now all of a sudden they get to be here on a Friday night and show us what they're made of, and that's always fun. Who's going to have the coming out party tonight, you know?
Well, definitely it is, and I'll tell you, it's really going to be interesting to see. You know, I mean, I don't know the composure of the young man that's the signal caller for the Sydney Warriors, but I'll tell you this, we'll know right away once he gets out there if he's got those happy quick feet or if he's poised to sit in the pocket and deliver the ball on time.
Well, if you're a quarterback like Nick Gravel is and you're stepping in, it's your first varsity game, you got a great security blanket and Liam Matthews and, of course, other guys like Peyton Mosier that have a ton of experience. Of course, we had Liam on CDO a couple of weeks ago when he committed to Cornell. I mean, this is a guy that's great on the field. He's great in the classroom. So exciting that he's going to get a chance to go play Division I football next year. But we still have a full season of watching him work his magic here on the Sydney turf.
Yeah, it's definitely a pleasure to watch Liam, because Liam is such a great route runner, folks. I mean, if you've never seen him play, he's so smooth. He just has that extra sixth gear at certain times and just runs by people. But I think the biggest thing about him is the separation he gets because of the smooth route running that he does.
Well, one thing we wanted to bring up is that Sydney has been in Class D the last couple of years. As the Warriors run out of the tunnel here, they're out onto the field, and the crowd giving them a nice ovation as they come out. Sydney is moving from Class D to Class C this year. So they're going to be in a division in Class C with Harpersville, Afton, Susquehanna Valley, Whitney Point, and Windsor. So that's their new division. They're the only team that came out of D and had to move up to C this year. So Green and all those teams, they're still going to play a lot of those teams, but they won't technically be in their division. And when they go to the playoffs, they're going to have to play some of the other Section 4 Class C teams, which include those teams I just mentioned, as well as Dryden, Watkins Glen, who's merged with Odessa Montour, Newark Valley, who we know they always have a great game when they play NV, and of course Spencer Van Etten Kander. And, you know, Spencer Van Etten Kander, a young team, talking with the coaches before the game, they got some really good athletes. They're excited to be here on the turf tonight. They had a little bit of a down year last year, but they're a young group that's been working together, and he said, we're not going to really lose anybody going into next year. So this is a team that they're hoping to build, and this is step one here tonight for Spencer Van Etten Kander.
Yeah, they definitely are a young team, so they're going to be, you know, fun to watch. You know, I think this is my first time seeing Spencer Van Etten Kander in probably quite a long time. But like I said, they're, you know, they look like they're a little tinier team than the Warriors. The Warriors do have some pretty good size up front, and, you know, we didn't talk about that before, but that's a huge thing for the line for the Sydney Warriors. They have a lot of kids returning from there.
We want to watch tonight running back James Sutherland for Spencer Van Etten Kander. Told that he's electric. He's their version of Liam Matthews, so we'll keep an eye on him tonight. We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you ready for kickoff between the Eagles and the Warriors tonight here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on Main Street in our Sydney studios. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Butler is your home for auto sales, service, and rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, folks, we'll be ready for the 2019 season here on CDO. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint. When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live in Sydney tonight, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Don't forget, you can go back and listen to these games anytime. Also, games from last year and years past at WCDOsports.com. Just click on that game audio archive button. It's all right there, courtesy of SFCU. Now, there is a new rule that makes things a little interesting, a new wrinkle this year. Tim wants you to explain that. It's about the play clock, and I know they'll be using it tonight. They're kind of giving it a test run, so why don't you explain that a little bit?
Well, basically, the standard 25-second play clock will be used following a touchback, a charge timeout by either team, penalty assessment and or enforcement, an official's timeout for an injured player, or a helmet off. And that's actually an optional rule that the referee just determines based on the injury, how long it's going to be, how they do that. Then following changes of possession, following media timeout, which would just be if Nate just wants to take a break, and official timeout for measurement, and then touchdown, after a touchdown, the try point, and then actually at the start of a period or an overtime. That is the 25-second play.
So a couple of different options there for the play clock this year. It'll be a little interesting. It takes some getting used to, but we are set to go. Spencer Van Etten is going to kick off to Sydney. The Warriors will be going right to left to start it off. The kick is high in the air, fielded here by Sydney at their own 30, and pushing his way back, it's going to be actually still about the 25 out to the 28-yard line. That's where Sydney will start. And it looks like that was probably Peyton Mosier on that far side who brought it up and was good for about 3 yards.
Yeah, the kick was kind of short, but Peyton got some positive yards, and the Sydney Warriors will take over first and 10 at the 28.
Sydney's in the home gray uniforms with the white and the maroon trim, has the Sydney S on the side of the helmet here tonight. Spencer Van Etten-Kander, the Eagles, are in the white tops, the purple pants, and the black and purple helmet, almost a Unadilla Valley type of look. And we'll get ready for the first play. Stop the clock. And we'll have the first setup of the season. It's going to be Gravel under center, throws to the far side. It's complete, good for about 5 yards to Mosier. A double spin move, and he's going to get past the pylon. Good for a first down out to the 40. Again, Sydney going right to left. Nice catch there by Mosier.
Yeah, fancy footwork off to the right side by Peyton Mosier. Good catch for a first down yardage. We'll bring up first and 10 with the ball spotted on the 41-yard line.
Defender's a little dizzy after that double spin move there, and he was going to get 5, turned it into 10. So this is a first and 10 here for Sydney. We're a minute into the 2019 season. Gravel rolls out, finds Liam Matthews is at the 50. 45-40, cuts it back to the 35, down to the 30 before he's gang tackled there. A big-time pickup of about 35 yards for Liam Matthews. He makes it look easy.
Like the play calling by Coach Zern, really just giving Nick Gravel easy throws and letting those skilled receivers do it on the outside. first and 10, just shy of the 30-yard line of Spencer Van Etten Kander.
10:20 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Spencer Van Etten Kander. And the Warriors are putting together a nice drive. Gravel is in the shotgun. Again, Sydney going right to left. He's going to hand this one off. They'll look to run it up the middle. Good for about 5 yards, maybe six there for Cameron Brandenburg, the senior with the handoff. I'm told we'll see him a lot tonight. He's going to get his number called for the Warriors.
Looked like a little delay trap there for the Warriors, and a nice hole created by the offensive line. Good for about 8 yards.
Brandenburg, the running back, and he has Cameron Chabot wearing number 9 this year at the fullback position. So that's a lot of big guys in the backfield for Sydney. 9:45 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Gravel will throw. Throws to the outside for Mosier. It's complete at the 20. Trying to shake off a tackler. Gets down to the 15 before he's roped out of bounds.
Real good perseverance on that play right there. He actually was grabbed just shy of the first down, but he kept his feet chugging and got the first down yardage for the Warriors.
Ball is marked at about the 16. Sydney is deep early in this drive on the Spencer Van Etten Kander 16-yard line. Gravel in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Matthews has pretty much single coverage on him here to the left side. Let's see if they go to him. No, they'll hand off to Brandenburg right up the gut, and he is tackled here by the Eagles. Good tackle on the outside. Looked like by Elliot Walter, I believe.
Nice little run there on first down. Gets about 3-4 yards, and bring it up second down and 6.
So 8:55 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between the Warriors and the Eagles tonight here on WCDO in the first quarter. Glad to have you along. A beautiful night for football for the opening game of the year. Gravel drops back. He wants to throw to the end zone. He's got a receiver. It's Matthews. Touchdown! In the left corner of the end zone, it's good for 6, and Sydney scores on their first drive of the year.
Absolutely fantastic pattern right there. He made it look like he was running a post and then just stopped, planted a foot, and came back to the pylon. 6 points for the Warriors.
Gravel making it look easy on that first drive.
Yeah, real nice, good play selection for the Warriors to get the young man some confidence and get some easy completions, and then he just threw a real nice timing route for the touchdown.
Looks like they will go for the extra point here with 8:35 to go in the first quarter. The hold is down. The kick here by Palmateer. That's John Palmateer. It went right into the line and is blocked. So it's a 6-0 lead for Sydney. 8.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break and be right back. The Eagles will have the ball when we come back here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney with a 6-0 lead, 8.5 to go in the first quarter over Spencer Van Etten Kander, live from Alumni Field tonight in Sydney. And it was Nick Gravel passing to Liam Matthews in the left-hand corner of the end zone for the Sydney touchdown on the first drive of the year. Palmateer will kick off end over end, hits at about the 20, out of bounds at about the 19. And the Eagles will come out of the field for the first time here tonight, Tim, and we'll see what they have in store. We're told a fast and dynamic running back in James Sutherland.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing Sutherland carry the ball for the Eagles tonight. And also just wondering what the Sydney defense is going to show this year.
Yeah, you never know what Coach Matthews and his staff have up their sleeves, so we will see what they come out in here. And a lot of new faces as well on this defense. And so we'll see how the guys fall into their roles. But you know one thing for Sydney, they played all summer. They get together, they go to clinics, they go to camps, they play 7-on-7. So, you know, a lot of these guys, they might be in a new role. This is game time action, but they've done the scrimmages and they've done the camps, It goes a long way.
Yeah, it sure does. And I'll tell you what, they come into practice that first week when most of the other schools are possibly not doing anything, you know, and they're not as active as the Warriors are as far as football camps and trainings and things like that. And I'll tell you what, they come out a little bit ahead of everybody else.
So they are going to redo the kick here. So Palmateer is going to have another chance at it. This one's a little squibber. Gets stuck right on the Sydney S. Good job there by Spencer Van Etten-Kander. They'll come up off the bottom of the pile there, and that was Shane Feenaughty. So they're going to have great field position. They're actually inside Sydney territory.
Yeah, they're going to take over their first offensive possession, and they're going to be at the 46-yard line of the Warriors.
So instead of starting at the 20, now they're starting in midfield. I'm not sure why they came and redid that kick.
Well, I think that might be they might have had a penalty, but they didn't. They waved it off or something. I'm not quite sure.
Well, it worked out well there for the Eagles. We didn't see anything, you know, real specific why they decided to do that one again. And so here is Spencer Van Etten and quarterback. He's a junior, Matt Byrne. Byrne's going to drop back. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to run. Takes off up the middle, and he's brought down. Nice hit there by that Sydney defense. And coming up from his safety position there, that was Wyatt Kiff.
Wyatt Kiff just delivered an absolute bone-crushing hit right there after 5 yards, so it'll bring up second down and five.
So Spencer Van Etten-Kander, again, with the white tops, the black helmets, the purple pants, they go left to right. They're inside Sydney territory at about the 43-yard line, and this will be second down coming up. 6-0 lead for Sydney over Spencer Van Etten-Kander. 7:40 to go, first quarter here tonight on CDO. We're live in Sydney. So this will be about a second and five. Byrne goes to the outside. No, he handed it off. Tricked me on the play, and they did hand off there to Sutherland, and he stopped for maybe a gain of one.
Yeah, Sutherland on the little jet sweep off to the right side. Nice play by the corner for the Warriors to hold contain and get him for a loss of about two. We'll bring up third down and seven.
So Spencer Van Etten on their first drive of the night. They trail Sydney 6-0. Clock is moving down to 7:10 to go in the first quarter as the Eagles break the huddle. And this is a young team here as Sutherland, the running back, Byrne, the quarterback, both juniors, getting some big minutes last year and then starting again this year for the Eagles. Here is Byrne, drops back, wants to throw. He's at midfield on the Sydney S, goes to the outside, overthrows his intended receiver, Sutherland, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Real nice coverage by the Warriors out there on the right flat. Like Nate said, brings up fourth down and probably a punting situation.
So great field position for the Eagles. They can't do anything with it. And unless we see some trickery, it looks like they will punt it away. Good coverage there by Sydney in the secondary. There was really no openings.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the throw was a little long anyways, but it definitely was covered well by the Warriors.
6.5 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads Spencer Van Etten-Kander 6-0. Eagles waiting to break the huddle. Sydney doesn't have anybody deep to receive here on fourth down. It is about a fourth and seven, I would say. Now Mosier's going to drift back. He's going to be standing to our right at about the 15, back pedals to the 10-yard line. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by Spencer Van Etten-Kander. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds. 6.5 to go in the first quarter here in Sydney. The Warriors leading the Eagles 6-0. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the Spencer Van Etten Eagles take a timeout on fourth down. It is about a fourth and seven, maybe a fourth and eight. They're at midfield. They're going to punt it away. Peyton Mosier is back to receive for Sydney to our right at about the 10-yard line. It's a 6-0 lead for Sydney over visiting Spencer Van Etten-Kander with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. And the snap is over the punter's head. He's going to have to chase it all the way back to the 25. Picks it up, and he's got a gang of Sydney Warriors chasing after him. But he does break free and now has to go down. He's at the Eagles' 30-yard line. So The misplay there on the snap really comes back to haunt Spencer Van Etten-Kander.
Yeah, that ball just kept going back towards the Warrior goal line, and the punter did all he could to get it and keep it, and now the Warriors got really good field possession for their second play.
Parker Sexton is the punter for Spencer Van Etten-Kander. He didn't have a prayer on that one. It was way over his head. He had to chase it back, made a great effort to try to get back up the field, but it was just too much, Sidney. So here is Gravel. Again, we'll hand this one off to Brandenburg. Cuts to the left side. In between the hashes, he's brought down after a gain of two. So Sidney with great field position. Warriors leading 6-0 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter.
Brandenburg off to the left side, just outside the tackle, and a nice little run on first down. Gets 3 yards. Will bring up second down and 7.
We talked in our Butler Auto pregame show that this is kind of a coming-out party for some of these guys. Brandenburg, a senior, stepping into a big role that was filled by David Gannon last year, who's now playing up at Hartwick College for the Hawks. And this is his time to shine here tonight. Here is Gravel on about a 2nd and 8. Going to hand off again to Brandenburg. Boy, he gets lit up but keeps the feet moving, and he's tackled at the 20. Going to be just short of the first down, though.
What a collision that was right there, folks. I'm surprised he even got up. But he did keep his feet going, got the first down yardage, so the ball will be spotted on the 20-yard line of the Eagles.
That was Nick Thomas for the Eagles. He was one of the guys that when I talked to their coaching staff, they said, he's at linebacker, look out. He's going to be making plays here tonight, and that was one of them for sure. 5:15 to go in this first quarter. Sidney leading 6-0, but they're driving again just outside the Eagles' red zone. Here is Gravel on a first down. And Gravel's going to hop on 1 foot, throw it to the outside. Somehow it is caught by Peyton Mosier at the 5 and out of bounds. Gravel let that one go, threw up a prayer, and Mosier came down with it.
Yeah, it was definitely up for grabs right there. And nice job by Mosier to go up and high point the ball, keep the ball in possession for the Warriors. And now the ball is spotted just inside the 10-yard line at about the 9.
So Brandenburg on that hard running got him the first down, and then they went to the air on that first down. And they're inside the 5 after a great catch by Peyton Mosier. 4:55 to go in the first quarter, and Sidney with a 6-0 lead over Spencer Van Etten-Kander. They're knocking on the door here once again. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap is low. Gravel scoops it off the turf, hands it to Brandenburg, cuts to the outside, but he's gang-tackled there by the Eagles. About 4 of them piling on to Brandenburg for a loss.
Yeah, that was a play. Looked like it was going nowhere right off the bat. The snap was a little bit low, and Gravel did a nice job getting the ball to the run back.
So this will bring up 2nd down, about a 2nd and 10 here, but Sidney is on the Eagles' 10-yard line, trying to punch it in again. They go to Gravel, and he's going to run to the outside through the air. Passes just a little high for his intended receiver, Peyton Mosier. 3rd down coming up.
Yeah, a little flare, a little sprint out to the right side by Gravel, and just a little bit too much mustard on that pass for Mosier to catch it.
So the clock's still moving. We're down to 4:20 to go in the first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Sidney over Spencer Van Etten-Kander. And we'll try to get you some out-of-town scores as well. Unitego, BG, a lot of teams opening up tonight for the kickoff of the 2019 season. There's also some great games tomorrow, including Norwich playing up at the Carrier Dome to start their season tomorrow. So that'll be fun. Gravel here on 3rd down. He's going to have to scramble, and he's brought down. Breaking through for Spencer Van Etten-Kander was Colden Foster, and it was a shoestring tackle for him.
Yeah, that was definitely a miscommunication on the Warriors on the offense right there. One player thought it was a pass play, and the other one thought it was a run play, so it ended up being a broken play. And Gravel did what he could, but they lost about 3 yards, so the ball is spotted just at about the 12.
So 4th down. And Sidney, will they go for it here with 3:55 to go first quarter? Looks like they will, deep in Eagles territory. They're playing with house money right now after that muffed punt there by the Eagles. So Gravel is in the shotgun. He's got Matthews to the left, Mosier to the right. Gravel drops back, steps up in the pocket, and he's drilled. The Eagles collapse on him there. He had nowhere to go. Leading the charge was Marcus Ripkema, who was there for Spencer Van Etten-Kander.
Real nice job by that defensive line for the Eagles on that play. They created the pocket, let him step up into it, and then closed it. Nice job.
Do have a quick out-of-town score here. Moravia leads Bainbridge-Guilford 6-0 early in the first quarter. Just down the road, that game in Bainbridge tonight. 3.5 to go, first quarter, and Sidney leads 6-0, but they come up empty on that trip into the red zone. And you know, Gravel, that was the first taste of, hey, the pocket's coming down, and what are you going to do when that pressure comes? So here are the Eagles going left to right, starting on their about their own 10-yard line. Burns going to throw it out to Sutherland on the left side. Dances around one defender and cuts back over the 15, but lost the ball. Let's see from the Zebra crew here who's got it. It's going back to the Warriors. The Sutherland fumbles, and Sidney picks it up.
Not sure who made that hit, but they did exactly what they're supposed to do. They put their helmet on the ball, and that ball squirted out, and the Warriors covered it for the turnover.
Looked like Zach Harrington was in there, maybe helped get the strip. There was an initial hit, and then the ball was kind of bobbled, and somebody else, I think Harrington, came in, popped it away, and it was on the turf, and then it was everybody going for it. So Sidney right back on offense once again. They're going to pick it up at about the Spencer Van Etten-Kander 18-yard line with 3:24 to go in the first quarter. Here's Gravel, drops back, hands off to Brandon Berg, and nowhere to go. The pocket collapses on him once again. And that was Ripkema, who was in there to rip him down.
Yeah, Ripkema is getting inside pressure right away. He's beating whoever's across from him on the offensive line of the Warriors right now, so he's doing a really good job.
And the Eagles, credit to them. You know, Sidney came right down, scored, kind of punched him in the mouth, but since then they have held on, especially with Sidney being deep in the Eagles' territory. Let's see if they can do it again. They're going to go to the air. Tossing one up, Gravel, intended receiver. He had Matthews, and he also had, on that far side, Kevin McEwen, but it went right in between them, incomplete.
Yeah, I think the one, McEwen, I believe, got delayed in the secondary and didn't get to the spot. I think it was intended for him, but like you said, Matthews was there as well.
Sidney leads Spencer Van Etten-Kander 6-0. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along, however you're listening out there. As we kick off the 2019 football season, Gravel on third down. His pass was tipped at the line. Eagles defense coming up big again. I believe that was Colton Foster who got his mitts on it.
Yeah, Foster, they're getting a lot of pressure all of a sudden. I don't know what happened. And that first drive, like Nate did say, the Warriors really just, you know, did what they could and got the ball moving really good. But right now they are struggling to get anything going.
And so this will bring up a fourth down here for the Warriors, and they're going to go for it. They're right on the Spencer Van Etten-Kander 20-yard line. They need about 10 yards for a first down. Dropping back, there's the pressure. They will pass it. It's going to be complete here for Sidney, running to the pylon and in. Yes. Sidney Warriors touchdown for Cameron Chabot, who was the receiver, and it's 6 on the board for the Warriors.
Absolute great call right there. Really nice job selling it by Nick Gravel. Little screen pass in the middle of the field. Chabot takes it in for 6.
Boy, and that play was breaking down fast on fourth down. It looked like the Eagles were going to nab him up in the backfield. Just a little flick of the wrist, and Chabot was right there to bail him out.
Yeah, real nice play.
So Gravel to Chabot for about a... let's say about a 15-yard touchdown there. Palmateer with the extra point, and it is good. So Sidney gets the extra point this time, and they lead Spencer Van Etten-Kander 13-0. 2:08 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney is proudly celebrating 15 years in business.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. And now Superior can also replace your outdated tub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. I'd like to thank you for your business these past 15 years. We look forward to helping you with your home repair needs in the future.
Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
It's a 13-0 lead for Sidney over Spencer Van Etten-Kander, and here is the kickoff. Eagles have a little trouble fielding it. Finally, they fall on it. They'll start at their own 35 going left to right, and Tim, Sidney leads 13-0. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Good start for the Warriors.
Yeah, real nice start. I mean, it looked like they had lost a little bit of the momentum offensively there for a little bit, and then they made a really nice screen call on that last play, and Chabot took it to the house.
Yeah, Chabot, I mean, from that fullback position, if you can get him the ball, I mean, he's fast, but he's big, and he's not going to be easy to bring down.
No, I was just going to say, that's a load to tackle right there.
That's one thing that Sidney has, you know, and Brandenburg is a big guy as well. You don't have real small guys in the backfield, that's for sure. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Eagles with the ball going left to right, starting at about their own 32-yard line here. They'll hand off to Sutherland, trying to get him involved. He tries to go right up the gut, and he is met by a wall of maroon and gray and white, maybe a gain of one.
Real nice play by the defense on there. Got right in there, and first guy in didn't make the tackle, but he definitely delayed the play. And the running back did get back to the line of scrimmage, so second down and 10.
And so the Eagles, with a minute and a half to go, walk up to the line here. This will be a second and 10. Haven't seen a whole lot here from Sutherland so far. He is their dynamic player in the backfield. The Warriors have really keyed in on him so far. Second and 10. Byrne, their quarterback, is in the shotgun, and somebody jumped the line and didn't see that one coming. We're going to have a false start here on the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there because the three wideouts to the right side all went at the same time, and the ball didn't get snapped. So false start against the Eagles. Move them back five.
And so a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. Again, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A beautiful night for the opening game of the year. A nice crowd coming in here to Alumni Field to cheer on the Warriors and the Eagles.
Even on the other side, that's a hall right there. I mean, yeah. Come and watch a football game. Very nice support for the Eagles.
Eagles are in the shotgun here on a second and a country mile. And Byrne is in the shotgun on about a second and 15. Flag on the play. They'll let it run out. Byrne running to the sideline. Nowhere to go. Has to run out of bounds. And just great coverage by that Sidney secondary. Chabot pushed him out.
Yeah, the whole time he had the ball ready to throw it, but he had no receiver open. So nice job by the Warrior secondary, giving him no option but to run out of bounds.
With 49 seconds to go in the first quarter, this will be, well, let's see what the flag was first. They haven't changed any of the markers on the far side.
Going with a legal shift.
So we'll see where the ball is spotted here. And you know, I haven't noticed a whole lot with the new play clock yet so far. We haven't been paying.
I see it now. Yeah. I can see the 40.
Haven't been paying too close attention to it yet. But I don't think it's going to speed the game up or anything like that.
I don't know. I think what it is they're trying to, instead of having it, you wait for the play clock for the ball to be ready, marked ready for play. So at the end of every play, as soon as the referee sets the clock, it's going to start a 40-second clock instead of waiting for the ball to be set and then the 25-second clock. So 15 seconds. But I think it's something to do with, you know, just to continuity in the game.
So this will be a third and 15 now. After that penalty, and Spencer Van Etten ran it out of bounds on the last play. So we'll finally look to get back underway here as the officials all trying to get on the same page. And here we go. Byrne in the shotgun. He's got Sutherland off his hip to the right, waiting for the snap on a third and 15. Going left to right. A lot of pressure coming here. Byrne steps out of it. Nowhere to go. Chabot is there to bear hug him and bring him down to the turf for Sidney.
Yeah, that's a quick bit of daylight, and then nothing but gray. I mean, he had nothing to do but just take the sack at that point. So it's fourth down, and I'm sure they're going to punt here.
Yeah, they are pinned deep in their own territory, and they'll have to punt it away. You know, Byrne's had some good time in the pocket, but nobody has been able to get open for him for the Eagles.
Yeah, I noticed on the one play, the far left-hand side, they had one receiver out there, that being the Eagles. And I'm not sure who the corner is out on that side, but he is in press coverage. I mean, he is, like, on that receiver, so he's fighting them off the ball.
And they're just going to let the clock run down here before they punt it away, so that'll do it for the first quarter. Two touchdowns for Sidney gives them a 13-0 lead over Spencer Van Etten Kander. Leah Matthews and Cameron Chabot get the Warriors on the board. So again, it's the Warriors 13, the Eagles nothing. We'll be right back with the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We have Jim Tomeo, in-game producer, and Craig Stevens even hanging out down on Main Street tonight.
Thought I heard a different voice in that couple breaks there.
So,
you know, he's making sure we're doing our job out here.
You know, can't get anything free with that guy. He's going to make sure you are working your butt off. So, and I know he enjoys listening to the games too. So, Craig and Jim, thanks for taking care of us back at the studio.
Yes, thank you very much.
As we get set for the start of the second quarter, Sydney leading Spencer Van Etten-Kander 13-0. We switch ends of the field, so the Eagles now going right to left, but they will start the second quarter by punting away the football as Peyton Mosier is to our left on the big Sydney S at midfield, and we'll have a whistle by the referees, and it looks like Sydney wants to take a timeout. Coach Matthews wants to talk it over. So we will step away for 30 seconds. When we come back, maybe we'll get to see him punt the football here. So Sydney 13, Spencer Van Etten-Kander nothing. We'll be right back. Start of the second quarter on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout here. Coach Matthews wanted to talk some things over. Peyton Mosier still standing just inside Sydney territory in the big Sydney S at midfield. And the Eagles will look to punt this one away. And Sexton, the punter, will get his boot on that one, but it goes high up into the lights. Not a lot of distance. It's going to bounce and take an Eagles bounce up to the 45, out to the 47, but still Sydney will start in their own, in Eagles territory going left to right.
The ball got a first down right there, Nate. Did you happen to notice that?
I did not.
The yardage marker right where it hit was where the ball hit the ground, and then it just stopped just shy of the 10 yards. It's awesome. First down for the ball.
It's having a good opening night here. So the Warriors again in the gray with the white and the maroon trim going left to right. They lead the Eagles of Spencer Van Etten-Kander 13-0 here at Sydney's Alumni Field. Nick Gravel, the quarterback, is standing right on the 50-yard line. And he's got Chabot at fullback. And he has Brandenburg lined up on his left hip. They're going to hand off to Brandenburg, a sweep from left to right. He's going to turn the corner. He's at the 40, down to the 37, and to the 35, lowers his shoulder and gets out of bounds. A nice shot there by Brandenburg to move the sticks.
Nice little run right on first down just outside the right end, and Brandenburg turned the corner, got about 11 second or first down and 10. The ball is spotted on the Eagle 35-yard line.
And so this will be, again, to the 35-yard line, as Tim said. Did have an out-of-town score, just wanted to pass along. 14-0 at Moravia over BG with about 4 minutes left in the first quarter. So the Bobcats trying to crawl out of an early hole there, and a low snap here by Sidney. Gravel couldn't handle it, has to chase it back to about the 47-yard line and fall on it back near midfield, so Sidney will lose a bunch of yards there.
Actually, they're about where they started the possession back there now, but now it's second down and 13.
You know, but kudos to Gravel there. That, you know, he could have tried to scoop it and run, and he just made the smart play of falling out and saying, okay, that's not our play. We'll move on and keep the football here.
And actually, it's second and 23.
Yeah,
sorry,
this is,
Nate.
No, this is going to be a long one here. So 10:55 to go in the second quarter. Sidney leading 13-0. Long second down coming up for the Warriors. Here is Gravel, stops, throws, goes to the outside, and it's completed to Palmateer. He's going to get just about 2 yards before he's brought down by that Eagles defense.
Yeah, Palmateer really had nowhere to go right there, but he did get a couple yards on the play, so third down and 21.
That was a nice catch. It was kind of a high-thrown ball, but he was able to come down with it. But, again, this Eagles defense has made some nice plays here tonight. And so here is Gravel standing right on the Sidney S at midfield, and it looks like the Eagles are going to jump off, and this will certainly help the Sidney cause as they'll pick up 5.
Yeah, that'll help them out a little bit, get them a little closer to those yardsticks.
And so clock down to 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Of course, we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll try to get you some more out-of-town scores. Eagles trying to show some pressure here right at the line. Gravel waiting. Looks like he's going to change the play right at the line. Play clock's down to 10. He's still got plenty of time here. This is going to be about a third and 15. Gravel drops back, throws. He's got a receiver. This one right into the hands of Matthews. Good for a first down at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. You can't touch that. Liam Matthews with a Sidney Warriors touchdown.
Real nice fancy footwork over on that left-hand sideline. Made a nice catch and then made two people miss and then just beat everybody else to the end zone.
I mean, double coverage over the back shoulder. He's able to catch it, brings it down. He's got three guys draped all over him. Somehow dances out of it and scores his second touchdown of the night. And Sidney now with a 19-0 lead. Excuse me, 9:35 to go.
Well described. That was really good. I mean, that's exactly what we saw. Exactly.
So Palmateer, as Tim pointed out, the left-footed kicker here, will try to get this one through, and it's a low kick right into the line, and he'll miss. So the extra point is no good. Sidney 19, Spencer Van Etten-Kander nothing, 9:36 to go. In the second quarter, we'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sidney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sidney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Sidney 19 and Spencer Van Etten-Kander nothing as we are early in the second quarter, 9:35 to go. Had an update from the Unitego and Dryden game, Dryden ahead of the Spartans 8-0 in the first quarter there. So Sidney definitely putting up the most points so far. No surprise there. Boy, the last couple of years has been like the fastest show on turf with these guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've just scored in bunches, and, you know, this year they're working on some new things with a new quarterback, and it seems like they're not missing much.
So here's the kick from Palmateer, fielded by the Eagles. It's a bouncing kick, and they'll just fall on it at about the 33-yard line. And so that's where Spencer Van Etten-Kander, now going right to left, will take over. Again, they're in the white tops, the purple pants, and the black helmets. Sidney is in the gray uniforms, the gray pants, the gray helmet, the gray top. Has the white and the maroon trim. Says Sidney in maroon lettering across the front of the chest. And so the Eagles will come out. Again, this is Sidney's debut. Been a couple of years since they were up in Section 4 Class C. They've been down in D the last couple of years, had a ton of success, including that trip to the state Final Four just a couple of years ago, and saw a couple of those guys floating around here earlier watching the game. So something about the Friday night lights seems to bring everybody out, you know, especially early in the year when the weather's nice.
Yeah, definitely when the weather's nice.
Play clock is down to 5. And here is Sutherland, who's going to come into the shotgun now. A little direct snap. They're going to try to hand it off, and nowhere to go. It's just a curtain of gray and maroon, and maybe a gain of 1 for the Eagles. As off the bottom of the pile there, the runner for Spencer Van Attenkander there was Devin Beach.
Beach tried to do a little misdirection, and by him stopping in the middle of the backfield, that just gave the Warriors time to get inside or into the backfield and catch him for a yard loss.
You think the Eagles are just trying to get, you know, Sutherland the ball a little bit more here, putting him at QB, seeing, hey, we got to get the ball into our best player's hands?
Yeah, I think they are, because like I said before, they were press coverage on him, and they weren't able to get the ball to him. They ran that one jet sweep with him, and that was the only time he touched the ball.
Sutherland hands off to Alex Morris, and he's going to escape around the left side into Sydney territory, roped down from behind at the 30-yard line, a touchdown-saving tackle there by Zach Harrington, but a great run by Alex Morris, and that's the biggest pickup so far tonight for the Eagles.
Yeah, you're right, Nate. That was 6 points for the Eagles if Mr. Harrington hadn't done what he did right there. Nice touchdown-saving tackle.
8:33 to go, second quarter. Sydney ahead 19-0 over Spencer Van Attenkander. Two touchdowns for Cornell commit Liam Matthews, who, well, you're getting the ball, he could get 6 any time. Cameron Chabot with the other touchdown here for Sydney tonight. So it's the Warriors 19, the Eagles nothing. Here is Sutherland, and he is at the Sydney 35-yard line in the shotgun. Will hand this one off, a run to the outside for Nick Thomas. Wants to turn the corner. He's brought down, but not before he picks up about 5 yards for Spencer Van Attenkander.
Nice play to the right side, almost like the jet sweep look from before, and good for 5 yards, as Nate said, second down and 5.
So the Eagles trying to put some points on the board and get back in this game with 8:10 to go in the second quarter. A long trip here, you know, out from Spencer Van Attenkander to the Sydney area, probably at least an hour and a half, I would say, for these guys.
Yeah.
And so
that's with a good bus driver.
Yeah. First game of the year, a long road trip. They're trying to settle in. Waiting for the snap. Sutherland, again, is in at QB. He's in the shotgun, wants to hand it off. No, QB keeper cuts back left side now through the tackles. Between the hashes, he's brought down. Might have been good for a first down. We're going to see here. It's going to be very close. Yes, they'll move the chains.
Looks like a nice little play on that down right there. A little quarterback keeper fake to the back, and then he just took it up the middle and got the first down yardage. So it'll be first and 10 at the Sydney Warrior 21.
7:20 to go in the second quarter. Sydney on top 19-0 here on their home field against Spencer Van Attenkander on a crisp early season fall night. Boy, been at a soccer tournament the last couple nights. It gets chilly when the sun goes down. It's like, it can't be that time of year already.
Isn't there a song that says that?
Yeah, probably. Eagles want to hand it off again, trying to force it running up the gut, and the Sydney defense is there. A nice tackle, I believe, by Ian Fogarty to bring him down.
I was just getting ready to say Ian Fogarty with a fantastic play right there on defense. Stops the runner at the line of scrimmage and no further.
We haven't said Fogarty's name yet tonight. Doesn't mean he hasn't been doing anything. He's been in on a lot of plays, and he put in a ton of time this summer, going to camps, clinics, working on his game. I'd say out of anybody on this team, he's put in a lot of time this past summer to get better.
Nice kid, too, and I'll tell you what, he's a workhorse in there. He does what he has to do to help out his team.
And, you know, the last couple of years, Sydney has had great seniors on the line, and every year they've found a way to get some guys in there that have been able to step up and fill their shoes. Timeout taken here by the Eagles with 6:17 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leads 19-0, but the Eagles are deep in Sydney territory. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell for Tim Cutting on WCDO.
In today's fast-paced world, you need to do everything on your phone, right? That's why the Delaware National Bank of Delhi makes it so easy to do just that. DNB Mobile is there for you 24/7 with all of the features that you need when you have to do banking on the go. DNB Mobile now features Google Pay and Apple Pay, so you can make purchases right from your phone. We also offer Pop Money, which allows you to pay people by text or email. DNB Mobile also lets you transfer money between your accounts to other banks and your DNBD account. And we also have Card Valet service. Turn your debit card on or off and control when and where it can be used, all with the push of a button. So don't let the hassle of deposit slips and writing checks get you down. Just use DNB Mobile to make life easy again. Download the DNB Mobile app in the App Store today. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout, Eagles with the ball on a second down and 10. They're inside Sydney territory, and the ball is at about the 25-yard line. We're going to have a flag on the play. I think the Eagles jumped early.
Yeah, I think this is the second time that I've noticed that. It's not just one person jumping, it's everybody. So I'm thinking the center is just a tick late on the snap when the count is called.
19-0, Sydney leads Spencer Van Etten-Kander with 6:11 to go before the halftime break. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. You know, we always look forward to the opener of football season. Hard to believe it's here already.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I can't believe you know, that we're here already.
And we say this every year, but summer went fast. And this year, for whatever reason, it seemed to go even faster. As here we are in the opening night of football season. Sutherland on a second and long. Will throw to the outside. Big-time tackle for Sydney on the far side. Pass was complete to Nick Thomas, but he was drilled on the sideline. Let's see who the warrior was that comes away.
Little 6-yard gain, I think, on that play right there, but I am going to give a lot of credit to Thomas because he held onto the ball after a crushing hit.
I think that was Harrington who was in on that, and somebody else on the far side as well. Have to check that. Just hard to see who that safety is over far side, but really nice hit. I think it was Danny Calkins, actually, who laid that lick on him, as well as Harrington coming across. So this is going to be a third down and long. Eagles will roll to the right. They try to throw. They do. Good for a first down if he's in. Pass is complete. Sutherland finds his man tiptoeing down the sideline there. And we're going to have a first down here with 5:24 to go in the second quarter.
Nice
catch.
Nice little play by the quarterback on that play right there. Started to make it look like he was going to run and then just jumped up in the air and got the ball to the sideline. It brings up first and goal to goal from about the 6.
And that was Matt Byrne with the catch. He was playing quarterback earlier. They put him at wide receiver, and Sutherland finds him. So a first and goal here for the Eagles. They're going to run to the outside. Sutherland with the keeper. He's got daylight. Spin move, he's in. And the Eagles score a touchdown to cut into this Sydney lead with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. It's 19-6.
Nice little quarterback keeper to the left side, and he just cut it back at the right time, walked into the end zone.
Sutherland, if you give him any type of daylight, the coaching staff said, he's got that breakaway speed, and that's all he needed right there.
So can we arrange a race?
Yeah, Liam, maybe Mosier, Sutherland.
Yeah, let's get the
We got the track here. Yeah,
okay,
we're good.
We got the track. Let's put them on the track, see what they can do.
19-6 the score. They're going for the extra point here. Sexton is out for the kick. This one is up, and it is good. So it's 19-7. With 5:18 to go in the second quarter. We got a ball game, folks. The Eagles aren't going to go quietly. Sydney leads 19-7. We'll be back, and the Warriors will have the ball here on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those extra cold days and nights, and top quality Valspar paints and painting supplies for indoor paint jobs. Hundreds of color options to choose from, or bring in a color sample and they can match it. Barnard's Hometown Hardware has canning jars and supplies, and they sell nails and screws by the pound to save you money. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Spencer Van Attenkander slices into the Sydney lead, and it's 19-7 with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. Sydney will get the ball back going left to right. And let's see if Sydney can answer now and rebuild some of that lead. High kick in the air, fielded here by the Warriors. This is Mosier, picks it up going left to right at his own 35, out to the 40. Spin move, he is brought down at, he was just short of the 40, so at about the 38-yard line. And that's where Sydney will start going left to right.
Mosier with about a 15-yard return to the 38-yard line for the Warriors, where they'll start this possession at.
So Liam Matthews with two touchdowns, Cameron Chabot with one for Sydney so far tonight. And Sutherland, the running back for the Spencer Van Attenkander Eagles, James Sutherland, scores for the Eagles on their last drive, making it 19-7 with 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Would be big for Sydney momentum-wise if they could score on this drive. Here is Gravel barking out the signals, and he gets one of those Eagles to jump on the line, and they are really trigger-happy here. They've had a couple of false starts on both sides of the ball.
I think maybe that's why they were getting such good pressure in the second and third drives, because they were getting back there real quickly, and I think they were just either somebody was tipping something and they were knowing when to jump or what. I don't know, but they are definitely on their toes.
Since then, Sydney has really cleaned up, and Gravel's had a lot of time the last couple of drives. They'll hand it off, and this time the Eagles, just as we say that, they break through the line and bring down the running back, Cameron Brandenburg, for a loss.
Yeah, they're definitely in the backfield. I mean, he really had nowhere to go there.
So this will be 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leads 19-7. This is going to be a 3rd and 10 or a 2nd and 10 here. Going to be a 2nd and 10 here for the Warriors. Getting the play from the sideline, and Brandenburg is going to come out. Palmateer will check in. Matthews is lined up to the left side, as well as Palmateer, split out at the wide receiver. And Mosier is down to the right side. They'll want to throw to the outside. They find Palmateer. He's complete up to midfield. Good for a first down at the Sydney S, and he's brought down there. Johnny Palmateer.
Nice little play designed by the Warriors right there. A little sprint out to the left-hand side, and had three wideouts over there, and the two just waited and blocked for the other guy as he caught the ball. So nice play into Eagles territory, 1st and 10.
Always amazes me with Sydney. They seem to have these athletes that can switch sports. Palmateer played soccer last year. And here he is tonight, opening night of football season, tries football this year, boom, and he's making an impact already. Pretty amazing what these guys can do. 1st and 10 for Sydney. Here's Gravel, drops back. He's got a ton of time, throws over the middle, complete, I believe, to Kevin McEwen at the 35. He's drilled and brought down there.
Kevin McEwen with a really nice play right there. Just ran down to about the yardsticks, turned around, and boom, there was the ball. But great throw.
Not going to find a tougher guy than Kevin McEwen, so he held on to that thing no problem. And Sydney is marching right into Eagles territory. Sydney leading Spencer Van Attenkander 19-7, 3:15 to go before the halftime break. Gravel drops back, throws. He's got his man. It's complete. Maybe only a gain of one by the time they got back to the sticks. That was Mosier.
Yeah, that was a real quick play right there, and actually a nice catch by Mosier because the ball was a little underthrown. 2nd down and 9.
So we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Tim and I will break down some scores from out of town here. We can talk about some other Sydney sports news that we have for you. And now Sydney's going to jump off sides as Gravel is barking out those signals. I think it was actually Matthews that jumped over there.
Yeah, somebody wanted to get a head start there, and it's going to cost the Warriors 5 yards.
So back it up here for a 2nd and long for Sydney. Ball spotted at about the 39-yard line. Still a lot of time left here for the Warriors with 2:45 to go before the break. Sydney leading 19-7. Here is Gravel checking his wristband for the play, waiting for the snap. Drops back now at the 45, wants the throw, goes to the outside. Pass was intended for McEwen, too tall for him, off his fingertips and out of bounds.
Incomplete pass on second down brings up third down and about 13.
So now, Sydney, this is where you start to play that, you know, second and long, third and long. Get yourself into a little bit of trouble here, but let's see if they can bail themselves out. 2.5 to go, second quarter.
I'm going to say go for 6 yards on this play and then, you know, take your chances on fourth.
You just never know with this Sydney offense.
Never know.
That's for sure. Coach Zern always has something up his sleeve. As here is Gravel in the shotgun. Drops back 45, and he's drilled at midfield. We do have a flag on the play, but three Eagles come busting through and bring him down.
Yeah, Gravel was just running for his life right there and ran into a real big offensive line or defensive lineman right there for a big sack. But there was a hold on the play, so I'm sure it'll get declined. Yep, it was declined by the Eagles, so they're going to take the play, and this is going to be fourth and an eternity.
Yeah, this is, I would say, fourth down, and I would say fourth and 25. What do you think here, Tim? That's a long one.
It's a long ways. I'm not really sure.
So far,
I can't do the math that quick.
So this is going to be fourth and an eternity, as Tim said, with 2:20 to go, second quarter. Sydney leading 19-7, and it looks like they will punt this one away. Liam Matthews is back to do the punting, and Spencer Van Etten's James Sutherland is to our right. He will receive. Liam punts this one deep into the sky. It's going to bounce out at about the 20-yard line. No chance for a return. That's where the Eagles will get it back, and can they do something with the time they have left?
Yeah, they're going to get the ball at their 25, and they have, 2 minutes left to go. I believe they have one or maybe two timeouts left. So we'll see what they can do. I mean, they definitely made a nice little adjustment by putting the star running back at quarterback, get him the ball in his hands, and he's done really well with it.
Yeah, he's been making things happen. Not so much you would think he would just want to take off, but he's been doing a great job of getting other guys involved, and, you know, they've had a couple of big runs that set him up for that last touchdown.
Well, I think they're keying on that. I think that what they're doing, the Warriors are doing, is they're making sure that he doesn't get off and run free, rampant through the defensive secondary.
So here are the Spencer Van Etten-Kander Eagles with 2 minutes to go. They're going to run the two-minute drill here, trailing 19-7 on the road at Sydney with halftime coming up. Man in motion, Sutherland is going to hand off, and they'll run it to the outside. Eagles trying to turn the corner, maybe getting a yard there, was number 80, Nick Thomas.
Nick Thomas with a lot of effort for very little gain, but second down and nine.
And so this is where they'll have to be aware of the clock. It continues to move, and they still have about 80 yards to go if they want to try to put some points on the board. So they're going to break out of the huddle here. So we hit 1.5 minutes to go now. Eagles on a second down and about 11 to go. Sutherland with a signal at the line. Might be changing the play, shifting some guys around. He's got two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. We'll see if he can throw. Bounces to the outside, drops back, wants to throw, lofts one up to midfield. He's got Thomas complete into Sydney territory before he's brought down, slides all the way down to the 41. Very nice play.
Very nice play, and I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, the season is very early, but that right there is the best throw that I've seen all night. That was absolutely perfect, right over the outstretched arms of the defender, right into the receiver. Great throw.
We hit 1 minute to go. We asked if he could throw, and he said, yes, sir, I can. So here is Sutherland as we're down to 55 seconds to go before the halftime break. Sutherland wants to throw. McEwen is coming. He absolutely wrecked him, but he threw it, and it's complete down to the 10-yard line here for the Eagles. And that was a great catch by Colden Foster. Great job by Sutherland hanging in there, knowing he was going to get tattooed, and got that ball off. What a play.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Nate. He took one for the team right there. He waited till that receiver broke and let that ball go, and then he got absolutely pummeled.
Timeout for the Eagles. We'll keep it right here with 41 seconds to go before the break. Spencer Van Etten-Kander has new life here on back-to-back big-time plays, and they might have just exposed a little weakness here for Sydney.
Yeah, it looks like they have a little bit of issue with the defensive secondary right now. I don't know if the safety's not getting over to that side or what happened, but that was a really another nice throw.
Boy, that was great. And Sutherland just, I don't know if he could see it or not, but McEwen came off the line there and just absolutely drilled him. And he hung in there. He didn't move, didn't flinch at all. Great throw.
Yeah, I mean, McEwen was like a tick late to having a great sack and probably a fumble. Because if he holds on that ball, I don't think he keeps it because he got absolutely rocked.
Yeah, he did and got it off just in time. And a great catch by the receiver, too, who was immediately brought down. But this is great field position here for the Spencer Van Etten-Kander Eagles. 41 seconds to go before halftime. And Sidney ahead 19-7. Timeout was taken by the Eagles as they want to set things up. Now they'll break the huddle and come out.
Last time they were down here, folks, is when Sutherland kept the ball out to the left-hand side. Now they're on the hash there now on that side, so there's not a lot of room there. So maybe we'll see something out to the trip side on the right-hand side of the field.
Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Sutherland is in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. There it is. He looks right, now turns back left, lofts one up in the end zone. He's got Thomas just overthrew him with 35 seconds to go. And it's still 19-7, Sidney on top.
Real nice throw right there, but just a bit too far for the receiver. Sidney had that well covered.
And so the Eagles, you know, after really running a lot for most of the first half, have gone to the air, and it's worked.
Yeah, and again, you got to keep in mind that that quarterback can tuck that ball and become the runner real easy, and he is a very good athlete.
Sutherland is in the shotgun now. Again, three wide receivers this time to the right, one to the left. Thomas has single coverage to the left side. Sutherland wants to throw, goes to that left side again. He's got Thomas complete. Was he in? No. Out of bounds with 26 seconds to go here before the halftime break, and Sidney leading 19-7. Great catch by Thomas, but he was just out of bounds.
Yeah, what a great effort by that young man right there. I mean, he laid out just like you want him to and made the catch, but his feet were out of bounds.
So this will bring up a third down and 10 to go. The ball is on the Sidney 10-yard line. Spencer Van Etten-Kander going right to left.
Definitely two down territory, so, I mean, you don't have to get it all right here.
Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Thomas is on our right, as well as Matt Byrne, who was quarterbacking earlier in the game, now turned wide receiver. Sutherland goes out, wants to throw, pass hits the turf, incomplete. He had a man, but it was a little underthrown.
Yeah, the quarterback was rolling to his right side and had his body was parallel to the line instead of looking right at his receiver and getting good hard throw, and came up short.
Intended receiver was Colden Foster, who just couldn't scoop it out of the dirt. 18 seconds to go before the half. Eagles will break out here of the huddle. This will be a fourth down. This is going to be their last chance at it here. Waiting for the snap again. Two wide receivers to the left and two to the right. Sutherland with the snap. He's in the shotgun. Drops back. He's at about the 15. Lofts it over the middle. Intercepted here by Sidney. And the Warriors are going to try to take this one back. And that's, I believe, Mosier tackled at the 35 before he's knocked out of bounds.
And I got to believe there's a pass interference call because there's a guy down by the goal line. And it just seemed like there was a defender that knocked him down. And I think that's what we're going to have. I think we're going to see pass interference against the Warriors.
With 8 seconds to go in the second quarter. I believe that was Mosier with the interception.
Mm-hmm. It was, definitely.
And he had a nice run back there. Sutherland got back and tackled him. Otherwise, he would have taken it to the house.
But there was that race we were talking about.
Yeah, right. So, yes, I believe you're right here, Tim, that that was pass interference, giving Spencer Van Etten-Kander a first down and goal to go with 8 seconds left. Boy, what a turn of events there.
Yeah, that was big right there. I mean, you go from giving the ball back to the Warriors probably going into halftime, and now you're going to probably have at least one shot, maybe two.
So 8.1 exactly on the clock here.
The down didn't change, so it is still fourth down according to the box.
Oh, okay, they had flipped it to first,
yep.
But now they put it back to fourth, so
yep.
This could be the play. Sutherland checking the play from the sideline, comes in. This is going to be a fourth down here, and they're on the, I'd say about the 8-yard line. Here's the snap, Sutherland. Rolls to the right, wants to throw. He's got a man, and it is complete for a Spencer Van Etten-Kander touchdown. And the big man, Colden Foster, brings it in for 6 points.
Colden Foster acting as like the tight end, but he was a wide out at that on that play. But big, big target. Nice catch. Touchdown for the Eagles.
So Sutherland ropes that ball in there with 4 seconds left. That's a big one there for the Eagles.
Yeah, definitely is, and we'll see if they can add down the extra point.
So Sutherland, he runs for one, he passes for one, and as we said, that one was complete to Colden Foster. And so let's see, they're going to go for the extra point here. It's currently 19-13, the snap. This one is good, and Sexton puts it up and through. It is 19-14. So Sydney's 19-0 lead has been dwindled away. 14 straight points for the Eagles.
Real nice job by the Eagles. They've they weathered the storm that the Warriors put up there right away, and they got back into the game and made a change. And like we said, it was a big change. They put Sutherland into the backfield, get the ball in his hands, and let the athlete do what he can.
Yeah, big adjustment there for Spencer Vanette and Kander. And they have put up 2 straight touchdowns. Sutherland running for one and throwing for another. And so they will kick it off now with 4.4 seconds left before the halftime break. And Sydney might have a chance at a return here. Of course, they have the ever-dangerous return men in Mosier and Matthews.
I'm guessing they don't see the ball.
Yeah, I'm guessing that they don't either, unless the Eagles make some sort of a mistake here. But an interesting first half, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is, like I said, we were talking about how the Warriors were doing everything and Kander wasn't moving the ball, and then all of a sudden they make that change. Great job by the coaching staff to make that change, and the Warriors haven't been able to answer it.
And a great job, too, by the Eagles. You know, it's your first game of the season. It would have been easy to hang your heads at 19-0 and say, oh, yep, we came here, this long road trip's not working out, but they're playing hard. And so the Eagles will kick it off, and this one goes through everybody and is fielded by Mosier, but we do have a whistle on the play.
Yeah, they were offsides on the kick, so they're going to redo it.
So we'll come back and do it again. And that one did float back and actually ended up in the hands of Harrington there.
It did. He kicked it pretty hard. I mean, I don't think I would even be thinking about kicking it to those guys back there, especially now that they've moved the ball up. And I think I'm just going to drop this over the front line and before the second line.
So Matthews is on the sideline, so it is Harrington and Mosier that are back deep.
Yeah.
That's going to be tricky this year. Mosier 5, Harrington 6.
Mm-hmm.
Tough to see on these units.
Number 9 is Chabot.
Yep. So we got a lot of single digits this year to give us a broadcaster's test. This kickoff rolls out of bounds.
Yeah.
And so we have the whistle and the flag. Are we going to do this one again?
I think they're going to do it one more time.
Oh, boy, here we go. Third time's the charm?
Yeah. Problem is they ran the clock, and now the clock is at zero, so we're going to see these new clock operators know how to work it.
Yeah. So they're going to try to put some time back on the clock, and they do. And so the Eagles will have to kick this one off.
Oh, my gosh. Turn the lights off.
And so we will kick it off one last time here. Again, just about 4 seconds left. Sydney leading 19-14. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up.
This is like carnival game. Three for a quarter.
Do it again. Play it again. And so this time the Eagles will try to keep it in bounds. We'll see. And so Sexton will kick it off here. Little squib kick rolls up the middle. Sydney's going to have a chance. This will be Harrington. Went through his legs. He'll scoop it up now at the 30. Dances his way back to the 35 and now is brought down. So that'll do it. First half in the books. And it's Sydney 19, Spencer Vanette and Kander 14. So it's 19-14 at the break. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here on CDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone